Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is being one with the world and all creation. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can visit our website at kenpage.com.
What we did on December 31st and January 1st is we called in all the energy of the world into ourself. This is something we had advertised and something we said we would do. And we also said that if you had any fears, that we would call those fears in and try to have compassion or balance for those fears, and possibly a person might feel that within themselves. And so we did that. And so this show is about what happened over that time. I guess we have to start off with what kind of fears did we get? Well, we went out into different ways of getting out to the people. It was different than our normal way. So we got a whole bunch of people that had never read our website or never knew or did anything we did. And the fears were somewhat, I would say, overwhelming. I mean, to get 3 to 6 pages of line by line by line of fears, you know, all of a sudden you're reading this, and I read every one of them. We were looking for 1 million people, and we don't think we got 1 million people, but I can tell you one thing, to sit down and read all of them took me about 6 to 8 hours. But to find somebody that had that many fears, there was, when I started to realize, there was nothing they were not afraid of. There was not one thing. And then what do you do or what do you say to a person like that? And so it became somewhat overwhelming, just the magnitude of the fears. They were afraid of everything. And we certainly have an economy that's kind of fearful about our jobs or our house or and things that are going on in our life, our children and our money and our investments. And there are a lot of things that bring up fears or apprehension. But what do we do when you're afraid of the world, afraid of everything? Is there anything you can build on to build strength within yourself so you can find some kind of peace? And so I've been thinking about that for the last few days or about a week and a half. What would I do and how will I write? Because I'm going to do a newsletter that goes out at the beginning of the month and talks about what we saw. Now, and the magnitude of fears. These were fears of all cultures. These were fears of their past. These were fears of their karma. These were fears of their country. These were fears. And the magnitude of people that were afraid of men and women. They were absolutely afraid of relationships. And so how does one that's afraid of relationships have a relationship with himself? Or how do they have that with something they can't see or create? And with so many fears, what kind of world do they live in? And so we came to the, you know, we thought about this, and it goes back to this question, are we creators or are we victims? And if you read all these spheres, you would say these people definitely believe they are victims. And they have given up on anybody saving them, or anything, or any creation saving them. Do you have anything to add, Nancy?
Well, some of the fears were of black magic or voodoo in different cultures, and spells and curses. But overall, the majority were fear of living and a fear of dying, a fear of being alone, a fear of not having anyone in their lives. Those fears seem to be predominant in almost everyone we read, and yet they were fearful of people getting too close, fearful of being distant with their children or their families, and yet the grip or the tightness of family. So it was there were bilateral fears. There were fears going in one direction and the same amount of fears going in the opposite direction. And the actual premise of what so many people wrote is, I'm just afraid to even be who I am.
And what happens is that many of these people, I don't want to say they're older, but they were in their 30s or 40s or 50s, and they had been beat up by previous religion or religious ideas they had, and all of them had been beat up by previous relationships they had. And pretty soon what they had is, you can't trust men if you're a woman. You can't trust men. You can't trust women. How do you trust yourself? What do you base trust on if you can't trust either men or women? And if we can't trust any relationship, we can't trust God, we can't trust anything, what do we build our life on? And so we started to try to, well, we've addressed this question, and Nancy's going to go over it, because it is in one of the books we had, How to Clear Yourself, Release Old Energy, and Free and Feel Free. And it's Stop, Look, Listen. This is a book we wrote based on the phone calls we got years and years ago. What do we do when a person calls that has all these fears? And remember, every single idea you have is your reality. If you have an idea that something's going to get you, then I bet you something's going to get you. Because subconsciously, you attract that kind of energy that will get you. So how do we change these ideas? And then if we're fearful of everything in the past, we cling on to ideas so much, because that maybe that gives us hope. Maybe this idea gives us hope to how we can build our life. But then some of these ideas, again, are built on another fear.
And is hope itself another fear? Are we afraid of being hopeful? Because every time we get hopeful, something happens and our hope gets destroyed again. And then we pick ourselves up and we think we're going to be hopeful again, and the same stuff happens and it gets destroyed. So how do we help someone who is feeling no hope, a feeling that everything around them is overwhelming?
Well, we believe that you're probably listening to this radio show and you don't have the kind of fears that we ran across. I mean, you do have, you know, probably are fearful of some things, but rightly so. And we're not talking about these kind of fears of me working up on the roof and if I fall, I'll break my leg and I shouldn't be, you know, be afraid I'm going to fall, those kind of fears, you know, the relative, the gravity, you know, being afraid, those kind of fears. Those are concerns I have if I work on the roof. They aren't fears that stop my life.
We're talking about emotional fears, or fears that literally trap someone or freeze them when you are in a space where you feel uncomfortable with what's going on in the energetic dynamics of your own life. And maybe that is a fear of being successful, and a fear that I won't do something right, a fear of being ridiculed, a fear of being criticized, Those are everyday life situations that every single person is involved in. A fear that I'm going to get a traffic ticket even though I'm late and I have to try to speed a little bit. That, you know, those are simple fears. But every time we have a simple fear, it compounds the other energetic dynamics that we're living in. And all of our fears then begin to compound themselves. And before we know it, we're in a state where emotionally we're feeling drained. Every single day we wake up, we're tired. We wonder why we're tired. We wonder why our emotions feel so raw. Is it because you're feeling so drained energetically that your life seems to just spin around in a complete circle and never seems to land in any particular place?
So we aren't really talking, this isn't a radio show about doom and gloom. This is
no,
a radio show.
We're talking about reality here.
We're talking a radio show about if you could love yourself. Now remember, these people that are caught up in these fears, they had no energy, no perceptions, no reality of any kind of love. So how do you get that point across? And how do we get that point across to you? Do you know if you could love yourself 1% more than you ever loved yourself, you would change the energetic dynamics you're in? Are we all energy? Am I energy? Is Nancy energy? So if I'm energy, I could call in every single thing into myself. Have I created a vibration within myself that is different? Yes, it's probably different than somebody who has not done that or somebody who has fears. So we are all different vibrations based on what we perceive, based on what we feel.
And based on our own beliefs. Remember, every one of us has our own idea of what our reality is and our own belief system, and that's based on our heritage, our culture, our past, our identity, yes, our relationships. But that doesn't make us imperfect. It makes us perfect in the way that we are. We are all searching and looking for different ways of being in our everyday reality. It's not about, oh, I have to be spiritual this moment, or I have to be non-spiritual, or I have to... We're talking regular life stuff here. All the spiritual disciplines are going to teach you is how to be spiritual. The reality is we're humans. We live in a human planet. We have to learn to get along with each other and get along with ourselves in a human environment while we are working on our spiritual growth. And the ideal is to combine our spiritual and our physical, which then creates a different reality for us or a different vibration, as Ken was just mentioning. One of the factors we found is having pure compassion. Compassion means different things in different languages. In the English language, it means to have no judgment and no attachment to any outcome, but just accepting what is. And that is total acceptance of what is existing. So by having compassion for everything that's in creation, what we're saying is we don't judge whether it's right or wrong. We don't say, oh, that shouldn't be that way. Children shouldn't be going hungry in the world. People shouldn't be hurting one another. People should always be able to love when they're in relationships. We're not having a judgment on that, but we are having compassion for the fact that it exists. We're having compassion for all the fears that we received, that they are just exactly what they are.
Okay, so one of the things we want to talk about is this whole thing about being one with everything. And how did I get to be that way, or how did Nancy get to be that way when we did call in all the energy? Because we did. On those days, we called in every bit of energy on the planet, and we had compassion for all creation, and it was beautiful. But for somebody who is fearful, how do you explain that?
Now, we also received emails that said, please don't do this, you're going to kill yourself. Those we added to the list of fears because someone else was fearful that having compassion, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in darkness, we transfer that, we transmute it, we breathe out pure compassion because it is part of creation. There's no differentiation. And those emails were, you don't know what you're doing, or how can you do this? Please don't do it. And so those fearful ideas also were part of the fears that we worked on releasing.
I could explain what it's like to eat chocolate, okay? I could explain all day long. This is the best thing, eating chocolate. But until you've eaten chocolate, you have no idea what it's like.
Especially very good dark chocolate.
Until you have been one with everything, there is no reaction. You are one with all creation. Therefore, there is no reaction to all the energy. But most people then, again, separate themselves from the things they fear, and their separation subconsciously attracts that energy. So all these people who had fears are actually attracting those fears. So we're trying to figure out what kind of newsletter do I write to tell these people how to start to build love or how to help themselves into changing. Now, one of the things I did, and it took me 7 years, okay? And the reason it took me 7 years was a very simple thing. When I tried to be one with all the most famous spiritual beings on the planet, my resistance took 7 years. 7 years of, I am not good enough. I am not holy enough. I am not spiritual enough. I'm not open enough. I'm not good enough. But until those concerns stopped or subsided, I couldn't be one with them. So it took 7 years. And I did it 4 hours a night in lucid dreaming. I've already covered lucid dreaming in previous shows. Do you know what? If you listen to our shows for the times that we've been on the air, and I don't know how many there are now, 13, if you listen to those shows, it would give you all the information that we have built our practice or our life on. There is nothing we have withheld from you or we haven't shared with you.
Our reality is attempting you to be self-empowered. We're not saviors. We're not going to be able to fix you if you can't help yourself. We're not out there to fix anyone because everyone is perfect in the way that they exist. But if you'd like to be self-empowered, if you'd like to have tools so that you can then move through your everyday life without being overreactive and that you can feel one, then listen to some of the shows that we've already taped. Go straight to the archives here on HealthyLife.net, and soon you'll be able to find older archive shows on our website, KenPage.com.
So what happened is for 7 years, 4 hours a night, and I tried to calculate that out. It was 4 times 364, and it came out to coming out to 10,000 hours. And you know, 1,000 hours a year is what a person usually works, 40 hours a week. So that's 10 years worth of working on being one with everything. And you know what? It is so simple. You know, here, I'm going to say it in 1 minute what it took me 10,000 hours to believe. I'm Ken Page. And see if you feel a difference. I'm Jesus Christ. I'm Buddha. I'm Mother Mary. I'm the Holy Spirit. I'm Moses. I'm
Krishna.
Allah. I'm Abraham.
Buddha.
I'm Allah. I'm Buddha.
Guan Yin.
Do you know the hardest ones were? Bill Gates. I'm Ken Page. I'm Bill Gates. I finally got it. I'm Ken Page. I'm George Bush. I finally got it. Did it take me longer than others? Yes, because there were more projections. I'm Ken Page. I am all things. But just to say that, I had to believe it. Not to believe it so you will believe it, because you don't. My God, I cannot be a creator. How can I be? But I'm not trying to tell you I am that. I'm trying to explain to you how I had to be within myself to achieve what I did. And once I did that, then there was no reaction to any type of energy. And that's what we did. So when we called in everything, if my body internally does not react to hatred or to war, then it goes right through me. It's like it just passes through me. There's no reaction within inside me that would cause pain or hurt or fears.
See, we're not judging it. We're not saying that war is right or wrong. We're just accepting that it is part of creation. and by having compassion for its existence without judgment and without opinion, then it allows us to be one with it, one with creation. And then when you're one with creation, you're one with Source. And of course, that sounds pretty easy, but that way that would also mean we'd have to let go of our ideas of what we think has to happen, or what we think should be, or what we think ought to be right, or what we think, and all these thinkings that we do in our mind forms ideas and beliefs and judgments.
And now, again, have Nancy and I created a vibration within ourselves by the practice, by the work we've done? It's not any different than you practicing for a marathon or anything else you do. The more you practice, the better you get. So yes, my vibration has become a vibration. It's not any different than yours. It's just a different vibration. So what would happen to you if you said your name first and then my name or Nancy's name? So just go ahead and say it over and over, your name, my name. Say it to yourself over and over. And what happens is you start to feel what I am within you. You see, you're more than me. And we'll talk about that right after. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to talk about why you are more than me. So we'll be right back after we take a short break.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about our fears and being one, and we just talked about why you can be more than me. And it's very simple, because you just become all of me, and you are you, so you are more than me. I can never be all you are.
all the great masters, all the ascended masters, all the ancient writings, the Vedic writings, the Sanskrit writings, the Bible, they all say the same thing. You will be more than I am. Every master, every ascended master, all important spiritual guides or advisors have always said the same thing. Well, how can that be so? They meant that because they have shared their vibration. They share everything that they are. And when, for example, when we're teaching or when we are in workshops or when we're doing sessions, if I share every single thing that I know, everything that I've experienced with you, then you have everything that I am plus everything that you are, and that makes you more than me. So therefore, you become more than I am. You become even more one than I am one, because you now have your own separate vibration. But many individuals think that if they're one, that means they're going to lose their identity, or they're going to lose their individuality, or they're going to lose who they are. And some people also fear oneness just because of that, and that fear alone then causes them to be separate from the one.
So I want you to practice this when you get some time and you're quiet, but always say your name first, okay? Because it's always about you being empowered. And then say my name or say Nancy's name over and over, and just do it for about 3 or 4 minutes and just see if energetically you don't find a little bit quieter space within yourself, okay? Because, and what happens is, if you can be all you can be, that creates a space for me to be more, or to get new information, or new knowledge, or to expand in whatever way I want to, or not expand. It gives me a choice. By giving you a choice, by you expanding, gives me a choice for me to expand. So it's that way in the world. Every time you help somebody, some help comes to you in a different way. And that's how it works. Okay. So what we want to do is go back to where this information is. Now, it's on our website, so you can go there and you can find out. And where is it on the website, Nancy?
There is a, right on our homepage, kenpage.com, you will see a link that says, feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life. And it's actually in an italic, slanted typeface. And it's in one of the squares on the left. I'm sorry, one of the squares on the right of our homepage. Our homepage is being redesigned, so I have to look at what you are looking at now. And on the right boxes, it'll say, feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life, ? Click here. And it's going to take you to a small book that we wrote. The book is called How to Clear Yourself, Release Old Energy, and Feel Free. And the subtitle of it is Stop, Look, and Listen. Because if there are things in your life that you are really having a challenge with, if there are things that you are thinking or what you are feeling, any type of fear that you have, anything that is not working in that moment, we just ask you to stop. If you were to call us, we'd say, okay, just stop what you're doing. Just stop. So many individuals continue to attempt to think it through or feel it through or work it through or fix it. And all they're doing is getting themselves deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the muck and the mire, to where they can't see or think or feel anything other than what they're right in the middle of. And normally, that's the reason that you're in your current predicament, is because your conscious mind's going overtime. Your conscious mind is trying to fix it or rationalize it or make logical sense of it. And often when we say, I don't understand, or it doesn't make any sense to me, or nothing makes any sense, that's when nothing makes sense. And so we say, just stop. And then begin to look for some answers that are there. And much of the time when we look for an answer, we're going to find one. We're going to be looking for how we can see an answer, or hear an answer, or feel an answer. And then we're going to ask you to listen. And most of the time, that's listening with discernment. Discernment in getting your own answers. So just first stop. Because if you feel out of control, or if you don't feel safe, or if you feel that you're your own inner voice is telling you something that doesn't feel comfortable, then stop everything. Stop exactly what you're doing. There are ways in which you can communicate with your higher self. That technique is right on the first page of that little book. It's called Communicating with Your Higher Self. And that's going to let you know first, is what I'm telling myself real?
Also, there's the techniques for how to keep yourself clear, and also the techniques for how to quiet your mind. This would be a perfect time to quiet your mind and to start doing the things you love to do.
Everything that can help you change the way that your body has been running energy, feeling, and emotions. You know, that's what our bodies are meant to do. They're meant to run. Our bodies are made to energetically engage. We need to move past the continual engaging so that we can learn to be in our heart in a new way, so that we can learn to be less reactive, so that we can learn that our higher self will never hurt us and does have good information for us.
You know, one of the things that happened, we asked for 1 million people to send their fears in. We were going to be one with 1 million. We didn't do that. We had to be one with the whole world. So think about it. 6 billion people on Earth I had to be one with. I had to be one with every religion, every way they thought, every culture, every thought, every feeling, every single thing. Because unless I was one with all creation, it wouldn't stop. It wouldn't quiet. It wouldn't bring stillness. And in that stillness, those people could feel that. But remember what we said. We said we would give them a choice. Because the greatest gift you can give a person who is caught up in a trouble is a choice. But unless they quiet their mind, they couldn't find the choice. So understand, when you're one with everything, there is no reaction. It's also a very important part. If you go on the website, and it's free, and read The End of Time, The Way It Works, it's my autobiography, and it talks about every single screw-up I've ever had in my life. And you start to realize, if that guy can do it, geez, I can do it.
So we're going to take a short break now. We're going to be coming right back, and we'll talk more about being one. We'll also talk more about how to stop doing what you're doing and how you too can empower yourself so that you can bring about change in your world. Be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart,
relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about creation and oneness, and I just got off the air the last time when we were talking about, you know, what I've done in my life. If I've done every single thing wrong in my life, I've had the wrong relationship, I had the wrong work, I've had the wrong things, and I've kept looking for my truth. My truth was not outside me, my truth was within me, and anything I can do, you can do. And you can do better because you haven't done all the things I've done.
One of the things we tell all 8 of our kids, our now 4 grandchildren, and every single person that we teach in a workshop, there isn't anything, any experience that you can bring to us that we haven't done first. Oh, I've had this happen to me. Oh, yeah, me too. Well, what about this? Well, yeah, been there, done that. So, including dying, by the way, I've had more death experiences than probably some of you out there. There isn't anything that you can relate to us that we haven't done first, because we've often said that's one of the reasons spirit chooses us, because we're so stubborn and willful and obstinate that we don't give up. We're persistent. We'll keep plodding along no matter how much it may hurt at that moment until we figure out why we're doing the things that we're doing. I mean, we're not perfect. We don't claim to be perfect. We've got some great tools and some great techniques that we've used and we've taught to millions, and it's only the experience that we've had in more than 50,000 one-on-one private sessions with people around the world and teaching millions around the world some of the ways that they can change their world that we know they work. That's the only reason we can say this works, because it's proven through experience, and it's proven by our mistakes that we can be one with creation. We can look on our past and say, oh yeah, I've been there, done that, but you know what? It doesn't tell me who I am today.
Well, it's like most people say, oh, I've had this lifetime, and I've done this and done that. We can honestly say, I have personally had over 20 lifetimes differently in this life.
Just in this one alone.
In this one alone. I don't even have to go to past life. All I have to go is what happened 3 years ago. That was a lifetime.
We sure feel, all of you out there listening, will sure feel that there's at one point in your life when you thought you were never going to get out of it. It was just going to keep coming back around to haunt you, coming back around to engage you again. You are not going to get free.
And right now, the earth is in a cycle of life. Everyone in this earth right now is worried about something, about the economy, about what's happening, about the unknown. And we are kind of caught up in a loop, and we don't know when we're going to get out of it. Is it going to be a few days or a few months? How do we live until it happens?
So is that a lifetime that you are living within this lifetime? Think back to when you were younger, when you were a child, or when you were a teenager and you were in a relationship and, oh my goodness, and it ended. You thought that the world ended. Was that a lifetime that ended? And then did you begin a different one? So those are all cycles that we find ourselves in different ways throughout our lives. And all we're attempting to do is say there are many easy ways in which you can learn to bring some calmness and some quiet to your world. And when we were talking about earlier about our little book called Stop, Look, Listen that you can read free on the website, one of the things it says is stop listening to those people who promote fear or they talk about doom and gloom. I'm sure you thought that's what we were all talking about at the beginning of this radio show, because we went through reading fear after fear after fear, and I'm afraid the world's going to end, and I'm afraid this is going to happen, or this person's going to get killed, or this war is going to break out, or this is all of those things that we were reading. There's so many things that we can think we have to be afraid of. So do you right now have a safe place or a safe space that's yours alone? Is there a small space that you can create for yourself that just feels safe? So you know whenever you sit down in that chair, or you go in this little room, whether it's your home, or whether it's just a little piece of some place in your home, does that feel quiet to you? Can you go there and feel safe? You know, it doesn't have to be your entire home. It doesn't have to be an entire room even. Is it just some place that is yours where you can just feel quiet? Because it's the quietness within your own mind that allows you to release for yourself some of your fears, some of those things that feel like they're going around and around and around for you.
You know, sometimes I think we wrote all these different books and pamphlets and ideas and the website just for ourselves. So when we get confused and we get caught up in some emotion and we feel like we can't get out, we read the things we wrote and say, oh my gosh, yeah, I can do that again. Oh my, yeah, I can remember, I can do that. And it helps us to remember how to get out. Because when I started reading all these things, it took me 6 to 8 hours of reading all these things. And let me tell you, after I was done, I felt sad. It felt like quicksand. And it felt like I was being sucked deeper and deeper into sadness until I said, whoops, I got to stop now because I'm starting to lose myself in this emotion. And I've got to start having compassion. I've got to start doing what I love to do. I've got to stop and play with my dog. I've got to stop and just be quiet. I got to do something differently than I was doing because I am now caught up in an energy or vibration and I'm getting lost in it.
And it certainly doesn't help to have your partner say, stop! Just stop! It certainly doesn't help to hear that. Remember, all of us are made up of millions and millions of emotions in our own bodies. And those emotions, we've gathered them up over all of our lifetimes, over all the lifetimes within this lifetime, and each of those emotions is a vibration. And each of those vibrations, that's what makes ourselves up. That's what makes our energy body. And by letting go of our past, we can let go of those emotions. That will free us from attracting some of the same situations to us. But, you know, we've also said, how much of your past can you let go of? How many triggers of your past continue day after day after day to the point where it gets harmful for you and for your relationship?
Now you get to a point where you don't need your past to define you. Okay, that's a big step. When you don't need my past to define me, it allows me to create a new space. Okay, when I don't need another person to define me, allows me a new space. So these are ways that we try to get out of our past. Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Make sure to stay tuned right here on HealthyLife.net.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319.
A
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about one, or separate, or being a creator, or a victim, and we want to talk more about how to change your life if you're having some kind of difficulty and you don't know how to build something positive to get yourself out of some negativity you're in.
We just want to encourage you to give a few things a try. You know, learn to be in your own space, where you can find a good feeling about yourself for just about 3 to 5 days. Just give some of our techniques a try. The energetic clearing technique, we've talked about that before. We've even walked you through that. It's free on the website under healing techniques, and it's called being in the moment. The more we can focus on being in the moment, the easier it is. The energetic clearing technique is also one of the links inside our Stop, Look, and Listen book that we've been talking about in this show. See, it's easy for us to say, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that, or we suggest you do this, or it would be great if you could try to work with that. But you're the one that has to be courageous. And we agree, it takes great courage to change. It's easier to stay exactly where you are and not do anything. Yes, it's not feel that might not feel good, but at least you know it. It's what you're surviving because you are surviving. It might not be what you like.
But I think it's when we get to the point when we feel like we're going to die, or we feel like life's not worth living, or we feel like we're stuck and we're trapped, that's the time when we can honestly say, oh, I'm going to die or I will change. The change is either I die or I do something else. And then it becomes, I don't want to say easier, but it becomes a matter of a choice we make.
And sometimes change is forced on us when we get a disease because of all of the stress or the fears that we've placed within our field of energy. We bring disharmony or dis-ease to our body. And when that happens, we're forced to change, because then we have no choice. Then we will either die from the disease or we will have to change to heal ourselves.
Do you know what happened when I called in all the energy of the planet and I was one with everything? And I did this on New Year's night in the middle of the night where everything was quiet. You know, parts of the world were quiet and parts were active. I did that, and what happened is it became sweet. It became like you were sweetness of creation. Like every bit of thoughts and feelings, everything people have created had become one, and it was back to the source. And it was such a feeling, such a connection to creation that it's hard to describe. But again, it's again like chocolate. Unless you have experienced it, unless you practice it, but you can practice it by just saying your name and my name over and over and over, or Nancy's name, until all of a sudden you find that quiet peacefulness to where you can find that within yourself. And it's a stillness. It's a quiet, it's not like a giant force of energy. It's like a quiet inner peace.
See, the questions that only you can answer, and they may not be the ones that you want to face right now, but can you muster the courage to look at what's happening in your own world and in your life right now, right in the eye? Can you look in the mirror and say, everything that I am, that's going on in my life, I've created, and not blame anyone else? That's a big question. And for some people, it's not an easy question. So what else could be ending in your life? Or what needs to end? What is emptying out? What do you need to empty so that it can be filled? Those are questions that you can ask yourself, and then find that safe space in your home and just be quiet with them. Breathe, and slowly you'll begin to find some of your answers. In the little book, Stop, Look, Listen, there's an easy technique called communicating with your higher self. And that is one of the easiest ways we've found to help other people get their own answers so they don't have to keep looking outside themselves. You don't have to go to other people to try to get the answers that you already have. The biggest question is, do you even value yourself? Not through the eyes of anyone else, and not from your accomplishments, and not from what you do for a living or what you haven't done for a living, but do you value you? You alone. You know, if you can let go of some of your past experiences and not allow them to dictate your future, if you can let go of something that occurred 15 minutes ago, an hour ago, and not let that dictate or ruin the next moments or the next hour or the next 15 minutes, it's easier said than done. Well, it depends on how you view your own world. It depends on whether you like yourself. It depends on whether you're content with yourself. It depends on many things about you that you don't like, that you do want to change. And that's just what we're looking to help you with right
yes,
now.
Yes, but we all, you know, we're all talking about how we're not perfect, okay? In some part, I just have to accept. I have to accept the way my posture is. Yeah, I work on it, and I try to have a straight, you know, a straight posture. But sometimes I'm not, and sometimes people will comment on it. But I have to do the best I can to accept it and to keep trying to, change it, make it better. But I have to accept the way I am. I have to accept that I have a knee replacement. I have to accept that I had cancer 10 years ago and I don't have it now. I have to accept every part of everything I've ever created or I am, before it will change. So unless I love it, it will never change. How do you have some part of yourself? And now my stomach is maybe 2 pounds or 5 pounds heavier than it should be. I don't know, maybe 10 pounds. But how do I accept it unless I can love it and it will change or allow it to move?
See, all those things about ourselves, we get to have a double reaction, so to speak, when you get older, because you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and I'm not going to look anything like any of the pictures that were taken of me for the website because I'm letting all of my hair go natural silver and white. I don't think it'll ever be as pretty white as Ken's. Well, we're going to see what it looks like after all these years of attempting to just stay the same color I have been for most of my life. What's that going to look like to me? Am I going to like it? I don't know. It's going to probably make me look older or look my age anyway. Is that going to be fun? I don't know about that either. I have to look down at my body and say, well, shoot, everything's going south now. But I have to just love that. Can I? How easy is it? How easy is it for us to love ourselves? How easy is it for us to just like the things about us that we don't like? Or just to, how about this? How about just having compassion and just accept that it is? We can't fight reality, because you know what? It's real. It's what is existing in our lives. The more we attempt to say, well, it's not real and it doesn't exist, the more we resist. And there's that old proverb that says, the more we resist, the more it will persist. I'm not, the more I am. So all of those factors within ourselves are giving us the courage to change. So go to our website, www.kenpage.com. Everything you've heard today is right there. more than 5,000 pages of free information, including this book, Stop, Look, Listen.
And share it with your friends.
Yes.
And have your friends listen to these radio shows because they can help them.
Every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time or 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can email us at office@kenpage.com and let us know what you think or have any questions. We'll send you a free copy of our book, The Way It Works, if you're one of the first 10 people that email us from this show. Just give us your mailing address. So we hope we've given you a lot of helpful information and, as always, food for thought.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.